Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Daytime high is approaching 87 today under mainly sunny skies. Mainly clear again tonight. Lows dip down to about 58. High of 86 tomorrow. Mainly clear skies. 83 Thursday with a chance of thunderstorms. 81 Friday. Chance for storms continues. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 81.
Mid-America Network News. Police say a Topeka man has died after a group of dogs attacked him in late April. The city of Topeka announced in a press release that a man was injured in a recent incident involving several dogs passed away due to his injuries. The man has been identified as 38-year-old Kevin Froelich of Topeka. Police were called on April 30th to the report of a vicious animal call. Officers arriving in the area learned that a group of dogs had attacked a male homeowner and his friend. An Alabama man was sentenced to 72 months in prison after law enforcement discovered fentanyl and firearms in his vehicle in Kansas. According to court documents, Russell Scott IV, 38 years old, of Gulf Shores, Alabama, pled guilty to one count of possession with intent to distribute fentanyl. Scott was found with 3,000 fentanyl-laced pills. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
A Topeka jury has declared a man not guilty after law enforcement said he participated in the killing of a 32-year-old Topeka woman 2 years ago. A Shawnee County jury returned a verdict of not guilty on all charges in the case of Julian B. Vann, 34, last week. Prosecutors charged Vann with murder in connection to the death of Topeka's Jesse L. Greinhart in 2024. The Kansas State Treasurer's Office is holding around $616 million in unclaimed property waiting for people to claim it. It could be an old paycheck. It could be an old apartment security deposit. It could be maybe from dividends or insurance refunds. It's a good idea to check your name. People looking to search for unclaimed property with the Kansas State Treasurer's Office can get the ball rolling by heading to their website, missingmoney.ks.gov.
We know you love the RV lifestyle, whether it's a camper, motorhome, or travel trailer. Make sure you have the right insurance policy for your next trip. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and we offer affordable plans with great coverage for your needs. We can customize your policy to ensure your days of leisure are stress-free. Protect your home away from home with affordable recreational vehicle insurance from Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Two former state officials in the state of Nebraska have officially sued the Jim Pillen administration, along with the state treasurer, alleging that they have unlawfully used Nebraska's lottery and its proceeds intended for environmental purposes to resolve state budgetary shortfalls. The lawsuit was filed at the end of last week before the holiday break, citing that the $13.5 million transfer this year from the Nebraska Environmental Trust that is funded by the lottery proceeds, along with $15 million transfers from 2015, were used to help balance the state budget and provide property tax relief. The trust was created from the lottery back in 1992 with its intent to, quote, complement governmental and private programs via competitive grants that, quote, converse, enhance, and restore the state's natural environment. The lawsuit argues that the funds cannot be used as a piggy bank to cover other state expenses. Right now, the state legislature is working on a near $500 million gap in state budgets.
Spring season is here, and it's time to get back out in the fields. It's planting season, farmers, and the Mid-America Ag Network is your go-to source to help you prepare your farm. Stay tuned as we give you the latest information, all including soil temperature reports, humidity reports, weather reports, soil saturation, and much, much more. Plus, we'll be covering planting progress from Texas all the way up to the Dakotas all through the season. Keep your planting season on track this year with the Mid-America Ag Network.
When it comes to your 2022 seed decisions, don't step over the line. Buy new, professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and dealers. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance membership of 100 companies invest 15% of their sales into product research and development that can take 7 to 16 years, with total costs ranging from $1 million to $140 million for new genetics and or traits. SEPA thanks farmers for buying new seed that not only maximizes yield potential, but also funds the next great seed innovations for U.S. farmers. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A fatality accident was reported in Washington County Saturday evening around 8:30 as a riding mower and utility vehicle collided about 6 miles west of Lynn at 864 Indian Road. 50-year-old Benjamin Gakel on the mower was stopped alongside the road, then reportedly turned into the roadway and was struck by a passing side-by-side driven by 37-year-old Jeremy Helms of Lynn. Benjamin Gakel was killed, while Jeremy Helms and a 9-year-old passenger suffered possible injuries, but were not transported to the hospital. Discussion was held at the Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week regarding burn permits and specifically outlining responsibility and enforcement actions for burns that get out of control. A resolution detailing a series of fines has been used sporadically in the past. Consensus was that enforcement efforts need to be consistent. No final decisions were made. Polling location for Marysville and area residents will be moved for the primary election in August to Venue 36. Those previously voting at the Marysville American Legion have received a mailer card with the notice. Washington County Commissioner Scott Zebakrotsky is filed for re-election for a second 4-year term and will face challenger Lee Heenick in the August primary. Filing deadline for candidates is June 1st. Nemahal County Commissioners reviewed a revised draft request for proposal for a new EMT building in Seneca, with intentions to approve the RFP at their next meeting. Beatrice is among 4 finalists in a next-generation nuclear feasibility study, a long-term strategy for a project slated for completion around 2035. Advancing from Phase 1, a more in-depth technical analysis was completed, including engineering and cost, health and safety, ecological and socio-impacts, and local water availability. The final 4 from an original list of 16 communities. Beatrice is joined by Sutherland, Brownville, and Norfolk. A 10- to 15-year prison term was handed down in Gage County District Court last week for a Texas man who was found guilty of motor vehicle homicide while driving drunk, as well as a consecutive 3-year term for leaving the scene of an accident. 34-year-old Rene Castaneda was charged in the October death of Trevor Garten of Beatrice, who was walking along Nebraska Highway 4 northwest of Beatrice when he was struck by Castaneda and died as a result. An open community meeting is planned in Blue Rapids Tuesday evening to discuss options for reopening Riverside Market. The grocery and deli was closed first of the year with the retirement of Jan and John Bergkamp, and the property remains for sale. Meeting open to the public this evening, 6 p.m. at the Blue Rapids Community Center.
Warmer weather is here, and the great outdoors are calling. Take your meetings to the front porch, stream the game around the fire pit, and keep the same reliable connection from inside when you step outside with Blue Valley Technologies Outdoor Wi-Fi. Sign up today and receive free installation. Visit bluevalley.net or give us a call at 877-876-1228.
Sandra J. Sandy Miller, age 88, of Frankfort, passed away Thursday. Mass of Christian burial Thursday, 10 a.m. from Annunciation Catholic Church, Frankfort. Burial in the Mount Calvary Catholic Cemetery. Rosary Wednesday evening at 7 at the church. with a visitation Wednesday, 10 to 5, at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Sandy Miller. Richard Dick Wishman, age 86, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30, from Emmanuel Hermansburg Lutheran Church, rural Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Dick Wishman. Benjamin Gakel, age 50, of Lynn, passed away Saturday. Arrangements pending, with the Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Benjamin Gakel. Dwayne L. Enan, age 93, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service June 2nd, 10 a.m. at the Marysville Methodist Church. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Monday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Dwayne Enan.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny skies and warmer today with our highs in the upper 80s, and mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Mostly sunny skies throughout Wednesday as well with our highs in the mid to upper 80s, and mostly cloudy skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Showers and thunderstorms continue throughout Thursday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s, and more rain may continue into Thursday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Showers are still likely off and on throughout Friday, cloudy with our highs in the lower 80s. Then showers continue throughout Friday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Scattered showers off and on throughout Saturday, mixing with sunshine with our highs in the lower 80s. And more rain showers possible into Saturday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. There will be a slight chance for some rain early on Sunday, then staying cloudy with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. And mostly cloudy skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. More sunshine as we head into Monday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late May, 79. Record high on this date, 98. The average low, 55. The record low, 43. Sunset this evening, 8:44. Sunrise in the morning at 6:05.
Plant once, harvest again and again. All about the plants that keep on giving today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Attention U.S. importers. A massive $170 billion refund pool has just opened up following the Supreme Court ruling on IEEPA tariffs. If your business paid these duties, your first stop needs to be EasyTariffRefund.com. That's right, $170 billion is being returned to importers of record. To claim your share fast, head over to EasyTariffRefund.com. The government's new ACE portal is live, but the filing process is strict and the window is moving fast. Don't let technical errors stand between you and your capital. EasyTariffRefund.com simplifies the entire process. We audit your entry summaries, verify your ACH details, and ensure your claim is filed perfectly the first time. We handle the heavy lifting. Why navigate federal bureaucracy alone when you can go to EasyTariffRefund.com? It's the fastest way to get your money back into your business. Don't wait until the deadline passes. Visit EasyTariffRefund.com right now to start your recovery. EasyTariffRefund.com. Get back what's yours.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, May 26th, the 146th day of the year. Astronaut Sally Ride was born on this day, and the Wham-O Company trademarked the name Frisbee in 1959. You don't have to be lazy to appreciate the ease of having perennial garden plants. Those you can plant once and harvest for years to come. Rhubarb is perhaps the king of all perennials. The pie plant will produce edible stalks for decades. Asparagus, too, will produce for years after your initial investment. And don't forget strawberries. They're good for several years, and they grow runners, which continually propagate more plants. Patience at the start is key, though. Most take several years to establish before producing an edible harvest. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more gardening advice at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it may be the unofficial start to summertime already, but some fans are looking towards the fall already for college football season, as the Kansas State Wildcats football team has announced that they will be enjoying some new LED lighting systems at Bill Schneider Family Stadium later on this year for the upcoming football season.
KSNT News reports that it is a recent gift to the university as the Koster family from Garden City made the, quote, leadership gift to the university, where the donation will be going towards the enhancement of the football stadium's lighting, also helping with the daily operations of the university's athletic department. In a statement from Kathy Koster and the family, they say, quote, we are excited to welcome Coach Klein back to Kansas State and for him to lead our football program. Our grandchildren have seen other football stadiums with lighting systems that change color and add to the game day excitement. We visited as a family. We wanted the football team and Wildcats fans to have that same experience and are proud to make this gift to support this project.
For over 40 years, Truck Stuff has been improving the suspension for trucks, Jeeps, and SUVs. We have several brands to choose from, like Metal Cloak, Superlift, Rough Country, Carly, and more. Lift it or level it. Truck Stuff does it all. And with an in-house alignment machine and the only certified Yukon Master Technician in the state, we can upgrade your gears at the same time. Looking good and riding good at Truck Stuff at the corner of Central and Washington.
Tricked out, decked out, check us out, Truck Stuff.
In 2022, Mother Nature will, of course, bring unexpected challenges to U.S. farmers, as she always does. One proven way for reducing your risk exposure is to start your growing season by planting professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed retailers. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance is a 100-member industry group focused on communicating the many benefits of investing in U.S. seed innovation. SEPA seed companies invest 15% of their sales into plant breeding, trait development, genome editing, seed conditioning, packaging, and service. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
Multiple different Kansas State Wildcat football players wrapped up last week by heading down to the city of Wichita and saying they want to give back to their community, visit their old stomping grounds, and try and brighten the day of some individuals as they visited the Wesley Children's Hospital along with some public schools.
It feels really good just to be able to, you know, walk into a room and, you know, see people's faces light up and be able to give back to, you know, Wichita and the community and just the people in those rooms, so it's a lot of fun.
And, you know, Wichita helped raise each and every single one of us and has done so much to support us, so, you know, the least we can do is come back and give back to this city and the people that help make us who we are, so just love getting out and, you know, helping wherever I can and, you know, spreading some positivity.
The trio of Wildcat football players also visited their respective elementary schools in the area. Senior Avery Johnson said it was an honor to go and do the visit to the Children's Hospital as they are set for their September 5th kickoff of the regular season.
Win and advance is the name of the game as the Frankfort Wildcats get a first-round victory in the Class 2-1A state baseball tournament, 13-7 over Southern Lyon County. Wes Anderson, the lone senior on the Frankfort roster, pitches 5 1/3 innings, gives up 5 earned runs, walks 6, strikes out 4, and allows just 3 hits. As he also came up big at the plate, 1 for 3 with 1 walk, 3 runs scored, 3 steals, and 2 RBIs. But it was Landon Treiner, the junior center fielder for the Frankfort Wildcats, that had himself a day. 1 for 1 from the plate, 5 RBIs, including a triple, 2 steals, and 2 runs scored. Frankfort jumped out to a 4-1 lead at the end of the first. It was 5-1 at the end of the second. Top of the third saw Southern Lyon County knot us up 5-5, but it was all Frankfort past then as they put up 4 in the fourth, 3 in the fifth, and 1 in the sixth to win this contest 13-7 as Frankfort will take on defending Class 2-1A state champion St. Mary's Colgan Wednesday from Totten Family Stadium in Manhattan with live broadcast coverage on FM 95.5 with the first pitch about 1:15. Reporting for KNDY Radio, this has been Max Blasky.
Farmers, they're the lifeblood of America. The men and women who tackle the toughest jobs to put clothes on our backs and food on our tables. They might do it quietly, but their genuine values and tireless work ethic are an inspiration to us all. Some might say farming is a thankless occupation, so that's why we're taking the time to say thanks. Farm Bureau Financial Services, protecting what matters most.
Patrick Booty in Marysville is your local agent with Marshall County, Farm Bureau Insurance, and Farm Bureau Financial Services.
It's time to think about the future with United Bank and Trust in our individual retirement accounts, or IRA options. We understand that retirement planning can seem overwhelming, but at United Bank and Trust, we strive to make the process as smooth and beneficial for you as possible. Just imagine having your dreams of a peaceful and secure retirement become a reality. With our flexible IRA options, we can help turn these dreams into a plan. It's your hard-earned money, and we want you to have every opportunity to enjoy it when you need it the most. So visit our website or local branch today. At United Bank and Trust, let us be your partners towards a secure future and a comfortable life after work. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You have a partner you can trust with your business accounting, farm, or personal tax returns at Free CPA in Marysville. They know the ins and outs of the IRS rules and regulations and pledge to work with you to maximize your returns and allow every deduction that you're entitled to. Call today and set up an appointment to discuss your accounting and tax preparation needs. Phone Free CPA at 785-562-2791 or stop by 8th and Broadway, downtown Marysville.
Create big impact in a small space with the Golden Duchess Hemlock. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Most yellow-needled hemlocks shy away from the sun. This relatively new introduction is at home in the partial sun or shade. This slow grower can take 10 years to reach its mature size of 3 to 10 feet tall by 3 to 5 feet wide. The gently arching, rather wispy branches add texture and interesting form to the garden. Grow this in a garden bed, container, or woodland setting. Hardy in zones 4 to 8, Golden Duchess Hemlock does best with a bit of afternoon shade. Northern gardeners should provide shelter from winter winds and sun in colder climates. Water thoroughly and often enough to keep the soil moist. This is especially important during the hot, dry summer months. This hemlock looks great when planted with Cranesbill geranium, Walker's Low catmint, and Weigelas. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
That what sounds good for lunch question just got easier. Join us in Marysville from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. for Mobile Munch Mondays or Food Truck Fridays, brought to you by One Marysville. Try the best Meals on Wheels the area has to offer, from savory to sweet, and make your lunch decision easy Mondays on Broadway or Fridays in City Park from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Follow One Marysville on Facebook for this week's eats.
Strikes have been a part of the push and pull between labor and management for as long as one can remember. While those strikes can bring plenty of tension, they usually don't result in what took place in Vernon, Illinois. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Paid for by U.S. Medical Supply.
Call 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936. Again, 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
In 1898, a strike at the coal mine in Vernon, Illinois, resulted in the mine's owner recruiting men from the South to ride a specially chartered train to come here to break the strike. Michael Catchmar's parents were coal miners in the area, and he retells the story of that day in October of 1898.
When they got to town, the train slowed down to let the guys off, and things started happening. Because there was armed guards on the train, and there was union people out in the field on the side of the tracks.
The presence of striking mine workers and a trainload of strike breakers came to a boiling point.
Nobody knows who started or what happened, but there was this quick gun battle. The train turned on their speed, and they got out of town, and they went up to Springfield to get out of the trouble.
Four guards on the train and eight striking mine workers were killed, with more wounded. The governor of Illinois proclaimed that the National Guard would shoot at any train delivering more strike-breaking miners. Some in the area saw the striking mine workers as the instigators and wanted nothing to do with them.
The churches said, oh my goodness, this is terrible. You guys are all a bunch of murderers, you know, this and that. So then they had the boys, the churches didn't want them buried in their churchyards. I mean, their cemeteries.
The miners who were killed were not buried in church cemeteries. But the United Mine Workers began raising money for the men they viewed as martyrs for the cause of fair labor.
Within a year, they got money to buy their own cemetery. That was the start of the Union Miners Cemetery.
The Union Miners Cemetery was established in Mount Olive, Illinois, with the first burials from the ranks of those who died here at what was known as the Battle of Verdun. Traveling the countryside in Verdun, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be an auction, including a number of hand and power tools, for the Tim Grauer Estate Saturday, May 30th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. Power tools include a 14-inch bandsaw, wood lathe and tools, oscillating sander, jointer, radial arm saw, disc grinder, power hand tools, two sections of scaffolding and platforms, 20-foot aluminum extension ladder, shop lights, a reel-type push mower, 20-inch hedge trimmer, self-propelled lawnmower. Collectibles include a glass front 10-gun cabinet, Jesse Roper saddle. They'll also be selling several fishing items, including a 6-horse Johnson outboard boat motor, plus golf clubs and balls, other items, and miscellaneous. This auction for the Tim Grauer Estate Saturday, May 30th, begins at 10 a.m. at 1406 May Street, Marysville. Homestead and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Farmers and ranchers can become leaders in mitigating climate change. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Farmers and scientists working together will help create new solutions as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
Farmers, ranchers, and scientists will be working together to come up with farm-level practices to address climate change and chip away at greenhouse gas emissions. Allison Thompson is the Ag Mission Program Director for the Foundation for Food and Agriculture Research. Her goal is to make agriculture net negative for greenhouse gas emissions. Thompson says for the science to be meaningful, it has to involve the farmers and ranchers who use that information.
We'll involve them not just as study subjects, but involve them in the beginning on helping to design the research, understanding from the start, what are their questions? We know a lot of these climate smart practices are not new ideas for things like cover crops or reducing tillage. And farmers are aware that these strategies can be helpful. So the challenge is really understanding from the farmers at the beginning, what is the barrier to doing that, right? There's a lot of different things that could limit the farmer or rancher's ability to take up some of these practices.
Ag data is fragmented and kind of all over the place, so they will be creating an integration hub website to connect farmers with scientists. She says the goal is to organize all that informational data.
We are intending to invest in developing an infrastructure for that, that all of the scientists, all of the extension, all of the tool developers can use to accelerate their efforts and be able to really dig in and understand what is known and use that to inform their tool development, which will be what's used directly by the farmers. So I think of it as instead of creating a new boat that everybody has to use, we want to lift all the boats that are already there and help farmers get the information through the channels they already get their information from.
They hope to have the infrastructure ready to go in a couple of years. Learn more about efforts to mitigate climate change in agriculture at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to walk through it alone. At St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville, you'll find a community that genuinely loves God, cares for one another, and welcomes you just as you are. Whether you've been in church your whole life or you're simply searching for hope, answers, or purpose, there's a place for you here. If you've been thinking about finding a church home, we invite you to experience the life-changing message of the Bible preached every Sunday morning. This is Pastor David Thompson, and I personally invite you to join us for worship at 10:45 this Sunday. Children are lovingly cared for through our nursery and children's ministries. Can't make it in person? Check us out anytime on Facebook. St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. It's worth the drive for a church that's alive.
Do you know what it actually costs you to live each month? Hi, I'm Rob West with today's Faith and Finance Minute. It's one of the most important numbers in your financial life, yet many people don't know it. In Proverbs 27:23, we're told, "Know well the condition of your flocks." In today's terms, that means understanding your financial reality. Your true cost of living isn't just rent and groceries. It includes savings, giving, and those irregular expenses that catch you off guard. When you track it, you gain clarity, and clarity leads to faithfulness. It helps you align your spending with your values and with God's priorities. So start there. Know your numbers, because when you know where your money is going, you can direct it toward what matters most. Discover the best Christian financial articles, podcasts, and videos by visiting our website, faithfi.com, or by downloading FaithFi, Faith and Finance, from your app store.
Observing the 90th anniversary of the Rural Electrification Act, next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Have you ever done a risk assessment on your farm or ranch? If you haven't, you should, especially if you have employees there. They may, in fact, be required by law where you are. In any case, it's not a bad idea and helps promote a safety mindset. You can find out online how to set one up. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Imagine a time when most American farms did not have electrical power. 90 years ago, that was the norm, according to Christopher McLean, Assistant Administrator of the Rural Utility Service at the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
In 1936, only about 10% of American farmers had access to central station power. That meant that they would read books or their kids would study their lessons by candlelight or kerosene lamps. They wouldn't have refrigeration. They'd have to pump water by hand. Moms in the household, if they wanted to cook, would have to lug some wood to have a wood-burning stove. Washing clothes would be done in a washboard and a tub.
McLean's boss, Carl Elmshauser, also reflects.
My father was born in 1934, and the Rural Electrification Act came about in 1936. And my father was out in rural Nebraska. And it wasn't then until 1952, when he's a senior in high school, that they finally had power to the farm. Now, there's a lot of different reasons why it took so long. Some of that was some reluctance on the part of my great-grandfather to put the electricity on the farm. But just thinking for me that in my father's lifetime, electrification came to America.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. With summer wheat harvest just around the corner, let's get an update from one of the wheat commissions from around the Central Plains. Harvest Report brought to you by Midwest Ag Pros. Get the most out of your crop insurance. We can have you covered in less than 2 hours, or you can visit online at MidwestAgProfessionals.com. Combines are officially rolling across Oklahoma, but producers are facing a historically tight supply situation. Devastating drought across the plains has slashed the local winter wheat harvest to its lowest overall production level since 1965. I had the pleasure of sitting down with the executive director of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, Mike Schulte. What is the Oklahoma Wheat Commission doing to keep producers competitive in the export market?
So it is a challenge. I would say that we are working with the other 17 state wheat commissions across the United States with U.S. Wheat Associates to be making our millers and bakers in international markets aware of what we have as far available for crop, specifically maybe where we're not going to have as large a kernel size this year, or maybe some of the milling and baking characteristics that they would be looking at that were extremely favorable over the last 2 years. We are going to have high protein, and so we are going to be able to blend some of the challenges off with this crop from what we have in reserve. And so just always making aware to buyers that we are open for business. We have had record exports still in this past year, so we are doing that work. I think certainly as we move forward, there are concerns that there are going to be droughts also in other locations around the world as we move through this transition. And so our thought is that even though production is outpacing consumption today, that number may look completely different 6 to 8 months from now. And I think as we move forward, just with what we're seeing with global conflicts and transportation issues otherwise, that we're going to maybe see some changes in the market here, hopefully in the next 4 to 5 months.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. Your best resource for groundwater exploration and production is Hydro Resources. With decades of experience, Hydro Resources is your go-to for drilling and servicing wells for any commercial or irrigation needs. With more than 15,000 wells drilled and counting, Hydro Resources is determined to help you with any of your groundwater construction service needs. Call today at 620-227-2389 or go online to hydroresources.com. Hydro Resources, your best resource for groundwater exploration and production.
As a farmer, when you need help out in the field, you know that you turn to R&R Motor Services in Elkhart, Kansas. Helping with anything from your tires and alignment and any auto repair for your truck or tractor, it's R&R Motor Services. Need field service and even crane service? R&R Motor Services. Plus, are you needing irrigation sales and service? It's R&R Motor Services. Give Robert a call today at 620-360-4436 for R&R Motor Services in Elkhart, Kansas. Your one-stop for...
Experience the best in customer service when you call the Dragoston Insurance Agency. Justin Dragoston and the team at the Dragoston Insurance Agency can provide insurance coverage to meet your family's needs. Protect your financial future by calling the Dragoston Agency in Washington at 785-325-2263. You can also visit their offices in Clay Center and Concordia. Buckeye Insurance Group and the Dragoston Agency, working together to protect you.
The Colorado State University AgNext program is leading research to find out how much greenhouse gases that cattle emit and what the net impact of methane emissions is from cattle in the U.S. That's today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming Podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer Podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts Podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily Podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
Research on greenhouse gas emissions from animal agriculture is the primary focus of the Colorado State University AgNext program.
What might be happening, right, as we begin to really focus on the reduction of greenhouse gas emissions in a system? How does it impact the system overall? And then is the solution that we potentially generate, does it have any negative effects, either from a cost perspective, a carcass merit perspective, an animal health and well-being perspective? All of those things are incredibly important. important when we think about scalable solutions, right? Because if we could come up with a solution that reduces methane by, let's say, 50%, but if it causes any unintended consequences related to animal health and well-being, for example, that solution's unacceptable.
That is Dr. Kim Stackhouse-Lawson. She is the director of the CSU Next program. She talks about the Climate Smart Research Penza cattle in Fort Collins, Colorado, that they are doing research on using feed additives to decrease cattle emissions.
We're measuring individual emissions from each of those animals. We're measuring methane, hydrogen, CO2, and oxygen from those animals. And then we're also measuring animal performance. We'll follow those animals into the after they're harvested and measure carcass merit and carcass quality from them.
Dr. Stackhouse-Lawson says this research is a collaboration with USDA and other partners. This research project will conclude at the end of this month. I'm Lori Boyer. For the latest in agricultural research and information, log on to agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Colton Tripp. Heat stress is a leading cause for occupational harm in production agriculture. K-State Assistant Professor of Fashion Studies, Dr. Kelsey Dottie, discusses clothing choices for producers to help prevent heat stress, explaining that people should steer away from polyester clothing during the summer months, wear items that are not too tight, and that denim also helps prevent heat stress.
Now we're dressing for heat. The heat is coming to Kansas. We know it gets so hot here in the summer. So dressing for heat works the opposite way. We want air to move around the body to promote what we call evaporative cooling. You know, like when your sweat cools and you feel a lot better, right? So first thing we want to focus on is the fabric and fibers. We want to focus on natural fibers. Typically, cotton and linen are perfect for the summertime. They breathe, they absorb moisture, and they help the evaporative cooling process. Now, typically synthetics trap heat. They're plastic, essentially synthetic fibers. So pay close attention. I always want to point out, often nowadays, to make textiles cheaper, we like to combine polyester with cotton. And so make sure you're checking your labels. If you feel like you have a shirt that's always making you run really hot, look at the label. It probably has like 30, 40, 50% polyester in it, just so they could keep the price point down on that product. So if you feel like you have a shirt that's always making you sweaty, check the label. It's probably partly synthetic.
Dottie describes that producers should wear loose-fitting clothing while keeping safety in mind.
So for fit and construction, clothing that drapes slightly off the body beats clingy fabrics, especially in hot and humid conditions. Too tight, when your clothing's too tight, it restricts that airflow. And if it's too loose, you could catch it on equipment. So be careful. I'm not saying wear something completely baggy, but you do need it to stay away from your body slightly.
She says that denim is normally a great choice to wear during warmer months.
I would say typically for denim, it's a great textile because it is almost always majority cotton. There might be some stretch, but even if there is stretch, it takes very little spandex or lycra or any of that. It's like 1 or 2% creates a whole lot of stretch. So you're usually pretty safe no matter what for your denim products. Again, you might want to think about the color of them. If they're really deep, dark, rich blues, they're probably going to entrap heat more than a lighter blue denim object.
That was K-State Assistant Professor of Fashion Studies, Dr. Kelsey Dottie, on what clothing producers should wear during the summer months to help prevent occupational heat stress. I'm Colton Tripp, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Still needing a bull? Leuenberger has yearling bulls and year-and-a-half suitable for cows, available for pickup or immediate delivery. These are dependable Simmental Angus cross with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and calving ease. Call Leuenberger today, 785-268-0647.
market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Garrett. Moving through Tuesday as we get a little closer to the end of the trade day over in the grains market. We continue to have mixed to mostly lower numbers across the board as there has not been a lot of movement over here throughout the entire day. For the seeds market, we remain mixed across the board. And for the livestock, within the last hour, we started to see these cattle numbers fall into the red. And for the hogs, they remain mostly lower. In the corn market, July corn down 5 3/4 at 457.5, and September down 5 1/4 at 464.5. Kansas City wheat for July down 4.5 at 677.5, and September down 4 cents at 689.25. In the oats market, July oats up 1 3/4 at 367.75, and September also up 1 3/4 at 377.25. In the bean market, July beans down 8.5 at 1188 even, and August also down 8.5 at 1186.5. Soybean meal for July down $1.80 at 330.10, and August down 2.40 at 322.40. Soybean oil for July up 17 cents at 74.15, and August up 20 cents at 72.66. In the canola market, July canola up 12.10 at 748.30, and November up 10.50 at 757.10. In the cotton market, July cotton down 20 cents at 77.22, and December up 29 cents at 79.62. Looking at the currencies for the first time today, the U.S. dollar index for June down 7 cents at 99.11, and September down a nickel at 98.87. The euro for June in the green up to $1.16, and September slightly higher at $1.16. And the Japanese yen for June slightly lower at 62 cents. And September slightly down as well at 63 cents. Looking at our midday stock market numbers, the S&P 500 and NASDAQ catapulted to new highs by Micron and tech as traders monitor shaky Iran. With the Dow Jones currently down 197 points, the S&P 500 in the green up 30 points, and the NASDAQ up 217 points. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Your best resource for groundwater exploration and production is Hydro Resources. With decades of experience, Hydro Resources is your go-to for drilling and servicing wells for any commercial or irrigation needs. With more than 15,000 wells drilled and counting, Hydro Resources is determined to help you with any of your groundwater construction service needs. Call today at 620-227-2389 or go online to hydroresources.com. Hydro Resources, your best resource for groundwater exploration and production.
It's time to stress less with more money in your pocket. United makes it easy for you to stay connected with family and friends and save while you're doing it with 3 months free. For a limited time, get 3 months free of mobile wireless or wireless internet service with United. Get high-speed connectivity, unlimited talk, text and data, and more money in your pocket. When you choose United, you're supporting a member-owned cooperative, proudly connecting Southwest Kansas with coverage you can trust. Visit getunited.com/radio or stop by a United store to get your 3 months free today.
Terms and conditions apply.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stocks were mixed to open this holiday-shortened week. The Dow went into the midday down 125 points, but still comfortably above 50,000. The S&P had gained 0.5%. The NASDAQ Composite was up 1%. The inflationary effects of the U.S.-Iran conflict are not lost on American households. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index fell from April's reading, while consumers expressed optimism that things will be better 6 months from now. America's banks are keeping a closer eye on American farmers. With fuel and fertilizer costs pushed higher by the war with Iran, the Wall Street Journal says an index tracking repayments on farm loans fell in the first quarter of this year. Google could be facing fines in Europe totaling hundreds of millions of dollars. A German newspaper says the European Union is preparing its largest penalty ever for violations of its Digital Markets Act. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
When you support local, everyone wins. Your dollars stay right here in the community, supporting our schools, creating jobs, and growing the economy. When you visit Marysville, there's friendly, personalized service and unique products you won't find anywhere else. While you're in town, stop by and visit these wonderful, locally owned Marysville businesses.
Thinking about buying or selling real estate? Before the paperwork and the closing day, there's one important choice: choosing the right title company.
At Pony Express Title, we pride ourselves in making the process feel simple, comfortable, and personal. Whether you're buying a home, selling land, or just exploring your options, we're here to help.
Stop in anytime, have a cup of coffee, and let's talk about what your next steps could look like.
Pony Express Title, working for you from start to finish.
For generations,
Retention Corporation has been proud to be part of the Marysville community. As a local manufacturing facility, we're dedicated to producing quality products while supporting local families, careers, and growth right here in our hometown. Our employees are the heart of everything we do, and we're proud to continue building a strong future together. Retention Corporation, committed to Marysville's past, present, and future.
When your ride looks rough, cruising to Tony's Cool Wave Car Wash in Marysville. Locally owned and making cars shine like new, we offer fast hot water washes and detailing that'll turn heads on every street. Call 785-619-6262 for detailing options from Tony's Cool Wave Car Wash, because a clean car makes all the difference.
Blue River Eye Care is here for your busy schedule. Now open until 7 p.m. every Monday, so you can stop in after work for glasses, adjustments, or an eye exam. Join us for our Under the Sea Kids Day on June 29th from 3 to 7 p.m. Eye exams are free for kids ages 0 to 5 and just $50 for ages 6 to 10. Bring the family for snacks, prizes, and ocean-themed fun. Call today to reserve your appointment at Blue River Eye Care, where the difference is clear.
At Landall, being local isn't just where we work, it's who we are. For generations, we've built quality equipment right here, supporting our neighbors and communities every day. And we're not going anywhere. Continuing to grow, find out what career opportunities Landall has for you by visiting Landall.com. Landall Company, proudly local, today and tomorrow, built here, built to last.
Local businesses mean a stronger, more vibrant town for all. Next time you need something, think local first. Because when local businesses thrive, we all do. Presented by One Marysville and KNDY, supporting our community every day.